Well, Nance, I've been saying I was going to do it for years now, and finally, I actually did.
You lost your oyster virginity, Stein.
And I did not hate myself in the morning. I'm glad.
No walk of shame for you, huh?
No, not at all. It was really an interesting and quite delicious experience. And not such a much. I wasn't all grossed out or anything.
You know, Stein, I told several people that you had your first raw oyster, and they couldn't believe that you've lived in the Pacific Northwest this long and not tried an oyster straight from the shell.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of strange. I don't know why I never did. Well, actually, I do know why, because in the past, looking at those raw oysters on the half shell, they kind of look like when those eggs open up in Alien, you know, that stuff inside just before it leaps out at you.
Oh, stop. Now, I don't feel that way at all. I think that a pristine oyster, one that's really well shucked like the ones we ate, we took a trip to Taylor's Shellfish Oyster Bar on Lower Queen Anne, which is a terrific place because the Taylors actually grow those oysters. You know how fresh they are, and they were just stunning. There was an array of oysters available, and we tried the Olympias, which are the only oyster native to the Pacific Northwest, and they are as big as maybe a quarter. Yeah. So I think that's a great entry-level oyster, but I also think it's a little bit of a wussy oyster stuff.
Now, just hold on here just a second now. Wow, Nancy, what do you mean wussy? I thought it was a great way for me to get started.
It is. I mean, it's absolutely delicious, but it's kind of, you know, it's like having a tiny little piece of chocolate instead of something, a nice truffle or something like that.
Some would say that is the virtue that comes with restraint. But after I had my Olympia, I did have a bigger one. What was that other?
Yes,
other
that was a Totten Inlet Pacific, and they're both grown on Totten Inlet in Olympia. So that was definitely a delicious oyster, a little bigger, a nice cupped shell. What's so nice about a great, cold, well-shucked oyster is you don't have little bits of oyster shell in it. And all of the liquor, the natural marinade from the oysters, the sea taste, is right there in the cup.
It's like chewable ocean. You were saying well-shucked before, and I was wondering what that might be. That means it's just done really clean. There's no little bits of shell to get in your mouth, huh?
And it's very important that the oysters still retain their natural juices so that you're getting that along with the meat when you take that shell right up to your mouth. And I was very proud of you, Stein, for trying it without having to put stuff on it. You know, we were served champagne vinegar mignonette, a very light, bracing addition. You could have cocktail sauce. You could just squeeze a little lemon on it. But I've long said that really a good oyster needs none of that. And in fact, it should never have that on it.
Well, even as an oyster novice, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to have an oyster. I want to eat an oyster. I don't want cocktail sauce or anything else. I want to see what this thing tastes like. And I really did like it. And, you know, it wasn't gross or anything. It was great. In fact, I liked the way that oyster felt in my mouth, that little bit of crispness when I bit into it. It was terrific. So what I want to say to everybody who's never eaten an oyster, give it a try sometime. You might be surprised. You've been missing out on something that's really good.
We live in oyster nirvana. Really have to take advantage of that because of the way the natural geography of this area is allows us to have so many different types of great oysters.
And folks, if you'd like to take a look at the actual big gulp, we videoed it at Taylor Shellfish Oyster Bar in Lower Queen Anne where all this happened.
And that's just one of many fine oyster bars we have all over the Sound.
With KPLU food commentator Nancy
Super Slurp.
Listen, I'm Dick the Oysterizer Stein.